Leadership is a tremendous opportunity in life.
Kepemimpinan teh hiji kesempatan anu luar biasa dina kehidupan.
One of the great lacks in the Christian church is genuine leadership.
Rasa hiji kakirangan ageng dina gereja Kristus nyaeta kepemimpinan sajati.
Being a good pastor doesn't necessarily make you a good leader.
Karena seorang pendeta anu sae saya sengadamel saderek pamimpin anu sae.
Leadership is about giving people something to follow.
Kepemimpinan teh masian contoh kanggo diturutan.
So sometimes being a leader is going to stretch people.
Kadang janten pamimpin teh ngembangkeun jalmi-jalmi.
So often pastors, because they love people, don't want to stretch people.
Sering para pendeta kumarki aranjeunna nyaah ka jalmi-jalmi teu dikembangkeun.
Because they don't want to rock the boat, they'll come back to the thinking that people already have.
Makin teu hoyong ngaganggu katenangan aranjeunna, beres ngemutan deui yen jalmi parantos nyaman.
But Jesus always rocked boats.
Nang Yesus teras ngagoyangkeun parahu.
Jesus had a boat rocking ministry.
Yesus ngagaduhan pelayanan ngagoyangkeun parahu.
Every time Jesus went near a boat, the boat either rocked or somebody got out of the boat and walked. Something happened when Jesus got near a boat.
Ya, Yesus nyaketan parahu atanapi parahu eta goyang atanapi saurang kaluar ti parahu sareng mapah aya kajantan waktu Yesus nyaketan hiji parahu.
To be a leader, sometimes you need to rock the boat.
Kanggo janda seorang pemimpin kadang sadarek priyo ki ngagoyangkeun parahu.
I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 20.
Ya hoyong sadarek muka Matius pasal 20.
We're looking at the subject of leadership in the church.
Ranuju ningali pokok kepemimpinan di lebet gereja.
Matthew chapter 20 verse 20 says, then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him.
Matius 20 ayat 20, kieu unggalna, sabot kitu jual bojo Zebedeus bareng jeung anakna duanana nemonan Yesus, ngahempoy kapayunanana rek aya nu dipenta.
He said to her, what do you wish? She said to him, grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom.
Lalu Yesus rek minta naon. Tauhkeun yen ieu bon anak duanana widi kenging tempat jikiwan sareng ditengeneun salira karajaan Gusti.
Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able.
Lalu Yesus, ibu, deterang ku naon dipinta. Na saranggup minum tina lumur kami, maksudna sanggem.
The mother of these boys wanted one to sit on each side of Jesus.
Ibu anak-anak ieu hoyong anak-anak ingin tempat dina dua sisi na Gusti.
And Jesus was saying, do you really know what that's going to cost?
Aha, maneh nyaho harga nu kudu dibayar.
It's if you've ever caught an aeroplane, you would know that there are first class and there's economy class.
Misalnya kantos naik pesawat, dari ngalangkung kelas eksekutif sareng kelas ekonomi.
And when you get on an aeroplane, you walk past first class and those are very nice seats.
Sadere ngalangkung di kelas eksekutif ninggal kursi anu sae.
And perhaps you could look at the flight attendant and say, I'd like to sit in one of these nice seats. And the flight attendant says, well, you can sit in this seat, but this is how much it's going to cost. When you find out what it's going to cost, your seat at the back of the plane doesn't look so bad after all. And that's what Jesus was saying here. He was saying, do you really know what it would cost to sit one on the right hand and one on the left and to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?
And
Jesus said, that's not really mine to give, that's the Father's. In verse 24 of this story, it says, and when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers.
Di ayat 24 dicaroskeun barang murid-murid anu 10 urang deui ngadenge pamenta kitu jadi aramekeun ka anu duaan teh.
Perhaps they were displeased because they didn't think of it first.
Ngadengarna ambak ngawitna aranjeunna teu mikiran eta.
But I do know that the church that Jesus was to leave behind was a church that was less than perfect.
Namun abdi terang yang gereja anu Yesus tinggalkan teh gereja anu kurang sempurna.
But Jesus loved his church then and Jesus loves his church now.
Namun Yesus mikanya gerejana kapungkur sareng gereja ayeuna.
And Jesus went on to tell a story or to teach about leadership.
Yesus terus ngawulang perkawis kepemimpinan.
In verse 25, he called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them."
Ayat 25, tapi ku Yesus diwawadian saurna marane nyaho pamarintah rakyatna teh ku kekerasan, nyakitu deui pembesar-pembesar keras deui bae.
He began to explain to his discipleship, to his disciples, what leadership looked like in the world.
Antara ngawitan ngajelaskeun ka para murid sapatos naon kapimpinan dunya.
It was all about lording it over people and exercising natural authority, domineering.
Ya perkawis marintah jalmi-jalmi sareng ngajalankeun kawasa umumna ngawasaan.
And he was saying it won't be so amongst you.
Antara nujunyeros maneh ulah kitu.
Look with me at verse 26.
Kali ayat 26.
He says, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant."
Tapi di antara maraneh temenang kitu, mun salah saurang aya nu hoyong punjul tinu laina, maneh kudu daek ngabdi ka sarerea.
When Jesus said it won't be so amongst you, he wasn't saying that you can't be great.
Waktu Yesus nyarios maraneh mah teu meunang kitu, anjeunan teu nyarios yen maneh moal pinunjul.
I believe Jesus was teaching you how you can be great.
Abi percantan yen Yesus ngawulang sarek kumaha sarek tiasa pinunjul.
There's a need for great leadership in the church of Jesus Christ.
Aya kaperluan pamimpin-pamimpin anu pinunjul di lebet Yesus Kristus.
But Jesus was saying the path to greatness in the church of Jesus Christ is not the greatness that the world goes after.
Ang Yesus nuju nyarios jalan kanggo janten pinunjul dina gereja, Yesus Kristus sanes janten pinunjul numutkeun dunya.
But it comes from being a servant.
Anging ngawitan daek ngabdi ka sararea.
Verse 27, "Whosoever desires to be first among him, you, let him be your slave."
Jeung saha-saha anu hoyong jadi jelema penting, kudu jadi badega sararea. Ayat 27.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
Putra manusia ugi sumping ka dunya teh lain malar dikawulaan, tapi rek ngawulaan jeung seja narohkeun pati geusan nebus dosa jelema rea.
Many people take this story and use it to basically dispel leadership.
Jelema nyandak carita ieu sareng ngagunakeun janten dasar kanggo ngalengitkeun kapamimpinan.
Many people say, "Well, you can't be great, you have to be a servant."
Sarjan menyeros, nah, saderek teu tiasa janten ageung, saderek janten badega.
So many people then teach as though you have to come from the bottom of the pile.
Ajengna sarjalmi ngawulang saolah-olah saderek kedah janten.
But I believe that Jesus was saying there is a path to greatness.
Anging abi percantan nya Yesus nuju nyarios aya hiji jalan janten ageung.
But we need to understand servanthood.
Aing teu perlu ngati sikap saurang badega.
But to be a servant doesn't mean you have to come from the bottom of the pile all the time.
Aing janten badega sanes hartina saderek kedah aya di handap satrasna.
It's not a spirit that lacks confidence.
Kurang yakin kana kemampuannya lira.
But rather it's an understanding of why you're alive and why you're serving Jesus.
Aing ye hiji pemahaman kunaon saderek hirup sareng nuju ngalayanan Yesus.
See, Jesus said the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve.
Yesus nyarios putra manusia ugi sumping ka dunya teh lain malah dikawulaan tapi rek ngawulaan.
And yet Jesus had 12 disciples who were serving him continually.
Yesus kaduk 12 murid anu nuju ngalayanan anjeunna teras-terasan.
In the very next chapter, Jesus needed a donkey and he sent his disciples to get one.
Dina pasal salajana Yesus meryogikeun kalde sareng anjeunna miwarang murid-murid kanggo ngengingkeun hiji kalde.
In Matthew chapter 21 verse 2 he said, "Go immediately into the village and get me a donkey."
Matius 2 ayat 2, "Teraskeun ka ditu ka kampung we hareup udaran talina bawa ka kami."
He never even said please.
Antaran teu pernah nyaros tulungan.
And yet this is the one who said the Son of Man didn't come to be served but to serve.
Anaos kitu amantena anu nyaros putra manusia sumping ka dunya lain malarpi kawulan tapi rek ngabulaan.
When Jesus crossed the lake to Gadara, did he row the boat?
Atas matas ka Gadara naha mantena ngadayung.
What did Jesus do?
Anong dilakukan Yesus?
He fell asleep.
Mantena kulum.
The disciples rowed the boat.
Murid-murid anong ngadayung.
When Jesus fed the 5,000, did he take the little boy's bread and fishes?
Waktu Yesus masihan 5,000 jalmi, naha mantenanya ada roti sareng ngelauk ti anak pameget.
He sent the disciples to do it.
Antena mi warang para murid.
Did Jesus prepare the last supper himself?
Nah, Gusti anu nyayokikan perjamuan akhir.
He had others to do it.
Antena karo jalmi sanes anu ngadamelna.
In Luke chapter 8, it teaches about various women who gave to Jesus out of their substance.
Kata 8 ngawulang perkawis istri anu masian harta na ka Yesus.
So when Jesus said the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve, what did he really mean?
Waktu Yesus nyarios putra manusia sumping kadunya, lain malari kawulan tapi rek ngawulaan. Nah, eta leres maksudna mantena.
Jesus' whole life was to serve his generation and the generations to come.
Tadanya hidup Yesus teh ngelayanan generasi, sarang generasi selanjutnya.
He gave his life as a ransom for many.
Antena masihan nyawana janten tebusan jalmi seueur.
But in being more effective in the thing that God had called Jesus to do, oftentimes he had others that were serving him.
Terus langkung efektif kanggo ngalakukeun hal anu Allah tetepkeun kanggo Yesus, lakukeun sareng aya jalmi-jalmi sanes anu ngalayanan.
If you're going to be a leader, then you need to be raising other people up into what God's called them to do.
Pamisa rek hoyong janten pamimpin perlu ngagugahkeun jalmi sanes. Saluyu sareng panyaur Gusti.
Being a leader means that we have to be giving people something to follow.
Kita seorang pemimpin hartosna urang masian ka jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
And you'll never do that if your thinking is always coming back to the mentality surrounding you.
Sarek mah pernah ngalakukeun eta umpami emutan sarek teras malikan ka mentalitas anu aya di sakeliling.
You'll never do that if you are always surrendering to people's comfort level.
Sarek mah ngalakukeun eta umpami nyerah ka tingkat jalmi-jalmi anu hoyong tetep aman.
See, there's many leaders that don't want to rock the boat.
Aya seueur pamimpin anu teu hoyong ngagoyang parahuna.
They just want to maintain.
Arajana ngan hoyong miara.
Keep everybody happy.
Ajaki supaya setiap jalmi senang.
Keep everybody comfortable.
Ajaki supaya setiap jalmi ngaraos nyaman.
But our job is to disturb the comfortable and comfort the disturbed.
Aing pancen urang ternyata ngaganggu ketenangan sareng ngadamel tenang di gangguan-gangguan.
So sometimes leadership stretches people.
Enten pamimpin ngadamel jalmi teu tenang.
Of course, there's a difference between stretching people and snapping people.
Tentu bae aya perbedaan tawis ngadamel jalmi teu tenang sareng sesentak.
Some leaders are always snapping people.
Sapareha pemimpin teras sesentak.
Because they have no wisdom and they have no discernment.
Mangkin teu gaduh hikmat sareng aranyeun teu tiasa.
And that's the difference between the leadership that Jesus spoke against, which lords it over people, and godly leadership, which leads by example.
Eta parentah antawis pamimpin anu Yesus lawan anu marintah jalmi-jalmi sareng pamimpinan Allah anu mimpin sareng teladan.
Leadership is example.
Tapi pimpinan teh hiji tuladan.
It gives people something to follow.
Ya masian jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
Many pastors need to learn how to be good leaders.
Pendeta perlu diajar kumaha janten pamimpin anu sae.
So that everything about their life is giving people something to follow.
Kalahina hirup aranjeunna teh masihan jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5.
Abdi resep muka hiji Petrus pasal 5 ayat 1.
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1.
Di Petrus pasal 5 ayat 1.
Peter says, "The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed."
Jemaah sim kuring sejamere wawadi, sim kuring oke jadi kekolot seperti aranjen, sim kuring tanyaksian pisan, kumaha sangsara Kristus tur sim kuring oke baris katandak mulia di mana kemuliaan anjuran Gusti nyatakeun.
Peter was saying, I'm an elder just like you guys.
Terus nyariosim kuring oke jadi kokolot seperti anjeun.
Then in verse 2 he says, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest but gain, but eagerly.
Ayat 2, urus sing bener domba-domba Allah dina cangkingan aranjeun teh. Ngurusna ulah jeng asa kapaksa, buru jeng ikhlas, luyu jeng pamurut Allah, ulah kutumeh pandang buruh, tapi kutumeh ngarasa jen etate kewajiban.
Listen to it one more time.
Tanggungkan sekali deui.
He says, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers.
Urus sing bener-bener domba-domba Allah dina cangkingan aranjen, layanan salaku panjaga.
See, many people think that serving and being an overseer is a contradiction.
Tingali seueur jalmi ngemut jeung ngalayanan sareng saurang anu ngajaga teh patukang tonggong.
They think that if you're going to serve, you have to be underseer.
Aranjeun ngemut umpami saderek hoyong ngalayanan saderek kedah janten jalmi anu dihandap.
But you can serve God's plan for your life as an overseer.
Aing saderek tiasa ngalayanan rencana Allah kanggo hirup saderek salaku nu ngajaga.
An overseer doesn't mean that you dominate people.
Orang penjaga sana satu sedang ngawasaan jalmi-jalmi.
It doesn't mean you manipulate people.
Ada artinya manipulasi jalmi-jalmi.
It doesn't mean that you lead by force.
Ada artinya saudara mimpin cara paksa.
But as the story goes on to tell, it's about leading by example.
Nah, sementara serius ia dilajengkan ia teh perkawis pemimpin kutuladan.
But so much of the church lacks genuine leadership. People are coming from the bottom of the pile.
Itu gereja kekirangan pemimpin sajati jalmi-jalmi ngelayanan dihandap.
Or they're coming back to the thinking that people already have.
Harajana malikan mikir yang jalma-jalma parantos ngaraus tenang.
Or because many so-called leaders are fearful, they are afraid of challenging people.
Tetapi seueur pamimpin sieun nangtang jalmi-jalmi.
Others are always crushing people because they're trying to lead from insecurity.
Nasna teras ngancurkeun jalmi-jalmi ku marki aranjeunna usaha mimpin ku rasa teu aman.
But this verse says serve as an overseer.
Nanging ayat ieu nyatakeun ngalayanan janten saurang anu ngajaga.
It's not by compulsion.
Yeus sanes kapaksa.
It's not for dishonest gain.
Yeus sanes milari kauntungan.
It's not being lords over those entrusted to you.
Yeus sanes marintah aranjeunna anu dipercantankan ka saderek.
This is the same thing as Jesus had said.
Ieu anu sami dicariuskeun Yesus.
He said the Gentiles try to lord it over the flock.
Anjeunna nyarios jalmi-jalmi dunya usaha marintah domba-domba.
Tries to dominate people.
Nyebi ngawasaan jalmi-jalmi.
But here it says not lording it over those entrusted to you but being examples to the flock in verse 3.
Ari ulah boga pikiran kawas marintah sakahyang kamaranehna anu dipercayakeun ka aranjeun anggur kudu mere tuladan.
That's what leadership is, it's being an example.
Ye harti mimpin nyak eta janten tuladan.
And that example needs to be in every area of your life.
Tuladan sadaya bidang kahirupan saderek.
People need to be able to look at you as a leader and see something that they want for their own life.
Perlu ningal saderek salaku sareng pemimpin sareng ningal kaperyogian aranjeunna kanggo kahirupan aranjeunna.
They may not want to look like you, but they should want to be like you.
Aranjeunna tentu hoyong katingal saperos saderek ningal aranjeunna sakedana hoyong janten saperos saderek.
They should want to have something to follow that they can see in your life.
Kadu hal anu diturutan. Dugi ka aranjeunna tiasa ningal dina hirup saderek.
See, so often we think that example is just in our moral behavior.
Jadi orang mikir yang tuladan ngan saukur patali sareng tingkah laku.
And we're certainly given in the scripture teaching for eldership.
Orang tanto dipasian ayat Alkitab perkawis ajaran kanggo panatua.
Which includes things like being the husband of one wife and not given to drunkenness.
Aya kalebet hal-hal saperti salaki ti hiji istri sanes pamabok.
But our example needs to be in every area of our life.
Nanging tuladan sakedana dina setiap bidang kehidupan urang.
If you're going to develop people, they need to be able to look at every area of your life and see something that they can follow.
Sadarek hoyong ngembangkeun jalmi-jalmi aranjeunna prayogi ningal dina tiap bidang kehidupan sadarek sareng ningal anu aranjeunna tiasa nurutan.
If you stand on Sunday and preach the word, but during the week you can't communicate with people, then you're not giving people anything to follow.
Pemisah dinten Minggu sadarek khutbah nanging salami saminggu sadarek teu tiasa komunikasi sareng jalmi-jalmi sadarek teu tiasa masihan nanaon kanggo diturutan.
But we need to be an example in every area.
Kudu jantan tuladan tiap bidang.
The way we conduct our finances.
Cara orang ngatur keuangan.
The way that we live in our relationships.
Cara miara hubungan.
Our attitude towards our children.
Sikap ke anak-anak.
Our attitude towards our wives and husbands.
Sikap ke salaki pamajikan.
Our ability to enjoy life.
Sikap dina nganikmatan hirup.
Some people look miserable. They preach the word, but there is nothing in their life that excites people. You should be able to enjoy the journey. Then in life, you're giving people something to follow. Let's look at the example that Paul gave Timothy. We're turning to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Tinggal 1 Timotius pasal 4.
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, Paul said to Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers."
4:12 sanajan hidup ngorak kene tembongkeun yen teu bisa disapalikeun. Ucap tingkah laku kanyah iman katut kamulusan hidup bagi asing matak jadi contoh kersakur numas saiman.
It would be nice if someone still despised my youth.
Kata saya, apabila seorang masih nganggap sepele kemarga anum kene.
That doesn't seem to happen anymore.
Kena ia moal kacantana.
But listen, if you don't want people to despise your youthfulness, then you need to be an example.
Misalnya kita hoyong yalmi nganggap sepele kemarga anum kene, jantan saya direk perjoki jantan tuladan.
You need to be giving people something to follow in your life. And the example that Timothy was told to have was right across his life. In the last part of this verse, it says to be an example in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
Iman katut kamulusan hidup.
In word, in the way you speak.
Ya, ucapan cara sadrek nyarios.
And it's not just the way you speak when you're preaching or teaching.
Ya, sanes bae cara sadrek nyarios waktu sadrek nuju khotbah hatenapi mengawulang.
It's the level of your conversation all of the time that your example is set in.
Ya, tingkat ucapan sadrek sapanjang waktu di mana sadrek janten contoh atau teladan.
In conduct is the way you conduct your life.
Cara sederek ngatur hidup sederek.
See, people don't learn as much from what we say as they learn from what we do. And many people can preach wonderful sermons, but people don't learn as much from that as they do from the way you're living every hour of the day.
Luar biasa nanging jalmi diajar seueur eta seperti naon anu saranyana diajar cara sadrek ngajalankeun hirup setiap jam dinten eta.
If you face a challenge and people and then you get negative, that's what people are learning from.
Misarek mayunan hiji tantangan lajeng sadrek sikepna negatif, ieu anu jalmi diajar.
If you just grunt at your wife rather than speak to her often, that's what people are learning from.
Misalnya dengan kekulutus ka istri, tibatan nyeres saya, iya teh, jalmi-jalmi diajar.
You see, we need to be an example in every area.
Kurang peryogi jantan tuladan di segala bidang.
And that's what the word here is saying, in love.
Kita naon anu pangadika Gusti dinangkanya.
In spirit.
Dina roh.
Do you have a good spirit?
Do
you have the free spirit that the word teaches us to have?
Or
do you have a bad spirit? Because that's what people are learning from. And this is where our leadership is tested. In faith. It's not enough just to preach about faith. You have to be a person who lives by faith. Then you can raise a generation of faith-filled people. And in purity. In verse 15, Paul says, "Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all."
15. Pek eta teh lampahkeun imankeun malar hidup maju sarta kamajuanana katembong kubalaria.
Is there progress in every area of your life?
Aya kamajuan dina setiap bidang kehidupan saderek?
Are you growing spiritually?
Secara rohani.
But are you growing in your ability to enjoy life?
Naha saderek nuju tumuwuh dina kamampuan saderek kanggo.
Do you love the ministry?
Naha saderek nganyaah kana pelayanan?
Or is it just a great big sacrifice?
Tapi ieu ngan hiji pengorbanan anu ageung.
Are you growing in your ability to relate to people?
Naha saderek nuju tumuwuh dina kamampuan kanggo hubungan sareng jalmi?
Are you progressing in your teaching and your preaching?
Nah, saderek nuju tumuwuh dina pangajaran tanapi khotbah saderek.
Because that's where leadership is built.
Margi didinya kapamimpinan diwangun.
If you're not progressing, you're not going to be developing other people.
Saderek tenuju maju, saderek tenuju ngembangkan jalmi-jalmi.
Because people will start to hit the ceiling.
Margi jalmi-jalmi baris ngawitan te maju-maju.
That's why we've got to be living lives which are continually progressing.
Ya sabenerna kunaon urang kedah ngajalankeun kahirupan anu terus-terus maju.
Our relationship should be developing and becoming deeper.
Hubungan urang kedah majang sareng janten langkung lebet.
And if that progress is there, then you will be a leader because there is something in your life for others to follow.
Sabenerna kemajuan janten sareng baris janten saurang pamimpin kumargi aya dina hirup sareng kanggo jalmi-jalmi sanes nuturkeun.
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
Katingali Ibrani 13.
We're looking at a series of scriptures just to challenge you about genuine leadership.
Urang nuju ningali rangkean ayat kanggo nangtang sadarek perkawis pamimpinan sajati.
Many leaders are afraid of people.
Dar pamimpin sieun ka jalmi.
So they don't challenge people, they don't stretch people, they don't grow people.
Jalmi-jalmi aranjeunan teu ngembangkeun jalmi-jalmi teu ngadamel jalmi tumuwuh.
They're always afraid of what people will think.
Aranya terasieun ka naon anu jalmi imutan.
So they don't teach the whole word in case it offends some people.
Dan aranya teu ngawulangkeun sadaya pangadika Gusti bilih nyerang sababaraha jalmi.
They're afraid to conduct themselves like a leader in case it upsets some people.
Aranya sieun salaku pamimpin bilih aya anu kuciwa.
As we read Hebrews 13 verse 7, it says, "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct."
Dan 13 ayat 7, ulah mepohokeun ka sakur anungges nungtun aranjeun anungges nyaangan aranjeun ka amanat pangadika Allah, iling-iling deui lakuning hirupna nepi ka dukna parupus, piconto iman ka percayana.
Speaking to the church, the writer says, "Look at those who are leading you."
Nyarios ka gareja, nu nyerat nyarios, ulah poho ka sakur anungges nang nungtun aranjeun.
He's saying, "Look at those who speak the word of God to you."
Adina nuju nyarios, tingali aranjeuna anu ngadugikeun pangadika Gusti.
And then it says, "Whose faith follow?"
Lajengna nyarios, tuladan iman aranjeuna.
So if you speak or preach or teach the word of God, there has to be faith in your life for others to follow.
Umpami saderek nyarios atanapi khotbah atanapi ngawulang pangandika Allah, kedah aya iman dina hirup saderek kanggo dituturkeun jalmi-jalmi sanes.
It doesn't just say whose words follow.
Ieu sanes ngan saukur nyarios tula dan ucapan aranjeuna.
It says whose faith follow.
Jauskeun piconto iman aranjeuna.
So the faith has to be working in your life.
Dan iman kedah ngadamel dina hirup saderek.
Because it goes on and says, watch the outcome of their conduct. In other words, watch the outcome of what they're preaching in their own lives.
And
so the challenge is to be certain that what we are preaching is working in our own lives.
Nah, tantangannya eta kanggo memastikan yen naon anu nuju urang kutbahkeun aya dampak dina kahirupan urang nyalira.
Then we can be a leader.
Orang tiasa janten saurang pamimpin.
You're not a leader because somebody gave you a title.
Orang tiasa janten saurang pamimpin kumargi dipasihan gelar.
The leadership is not in your title.
Kapamimpinan teu aya dina gelar saderek.
Godly authority is not in your title.
Otoritas Allah teu aya dina gelar saderek.
It's not a certificate of ordination that gives you your authority.
Yesana sertifikat anapi pentapisan anu masihan saderek otoritas.
That's recognition of something that God does in the inner person.
Eta hiji hal anu Allah lakukeun dina batin saderek.
That your authority comes from godly example.
Aya otoritas saderek ti tuladan anu soleh.
Your credibility comes from living a life that gives people something to follow.
Kualitas saderek kawit nanti ngajalankeun kehidupan anu masihan tuladan kanggo dituturkeun.
And so that's what the challenge of leadership is.
Dan itu tantangan kepemimpinan.
Many people call themselves the Reverend Doctor Pastor Brother.
Jangan menyebut diri naranjana penginjil doktor pandita.
And everybody must call them the Reverend Doctor Pastor Brother.
Ya, jangan kita menyebut aranjana penginjil doktor pandita sarang sanesna.
But that title will never give you authority.
Yang sebut itu tidak pernah masian saderek otoritas.
The size of your office will never give you authority or credibility.
Ukuran kantor saderek tidak pernah masian saderek otoritas tetapi kredibilitas.
It's not in those things.
Yes, and it's hal-hal seperti itu.
Sitting up on the platform looking very important will not give you your authority.
Dari di panggung katingali langkung penting moal masian saderek otoritas.
But godly example will give you godly authority.
Jadi itu ada anu soleh baris masian saderek otoritas Allah.
You see, there's a ungodly leadership that Jesus spoke against.
Ada terang ayat kepemimpinan untuk soleh anu Yesus tentang.
And Peter spoke against the same style of leadership.
Petrus tentang gaya kepemimpinan usami.
It's leadership by compulsion or force.
Yaitu kepemimpinan ku paksa atau napi kekuatan.
And that kind of leadership crushes people and pushes people down.
Semacam ia menghancurkan jalmi-jalmi sarang ngajerumuskan jalmi-jalmi kehendak.
But godly leadership lifts people and inspires people and releases people.
Nah, kepemimpinan anu soleh ngangkat jalmi sarang masihan inspirasi sarang ngalegakeun jalmi.
And that's the leadership we're called to.
Ia teh kepemimpinan di mana orang disaur.
I pastor a church in Sydney, Australia.
Abdi ngembangkeun hiji gereja di Sydney, Australia.
And I believe the challenge for us is to raise generations of leadership.
Dan tantangan kanggo abdi nyaeta ngagugahkeun generasi pamimpin.
And so every area of our church is committed to raising up leadership.
Kitu setiap bidang di gereja abdi komit kanggo ngagugahkeun pamimpin.
Even our youth group is just a tremendous nursery for leadership.
Kelompok budak kora teh tempat bibit luar biasa kanggo pamimpin.
And even within the youth group, they have home fellowship leaders and peer leaders.
Nah, kelompok budak ora aranjana gaduh persekutuan para pemimpin di bumi-bumi sareng pemimpin anu sapantar.
And leaders over all sorts of areas.
Sareng para pemimpin di segala bidang.
And they're not just leaders by name.
Aranjana sanes ngan disebut pemimpin.
But we are teaching them the principles of leadership.
Ngabdi nuju ngawulang aranjana prinsip-prinsip kepemimpinan.
And so, consequently, we are a church that has many levels of leadership.
Konsekuensina abdi teh gereja kaduh seueur tingkatan kepemimpinan.
We're committed to releasing people to do what God's called them to do.
Dikomit kanggo ngantep jalmi-jalmi ngalakukeun naon anu Allah nyaur aranjeunna.
Many people think, well, I'm the leader and everybody else is here to follow me.
Abdi saurang pamimpin sareng setiap jalmi anu nuturkeun abdi.
And leadership does give people something to follow.
Kepemimpinan masihan jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
But it's a different spirit.
Neng sumangetna benten.
It's not coming from insecurity, it's coming from godly confidence.
Ia asalna sanesti teu aman, ia kawitna ti Allah.
When leadership's built on insecurity, it crushes people.
Pemimpin diwangun dumasar rasa teu aman, ia ngancurkeun jalmi.
Because if it's insecure, when God starts to release and bless somebody else, you get threatened by it.
Margi meminta aman maka salah ngawitan ngalepaskeun sareng ngaberkahan saurang nusanes saderek ngaros kaancam sareng eta.
So then you say, no, they're not ready yet. We just need to hold them back a little longer.
Lajenanya saderek nyarios teu aranjeunna dan siap urang proyogi mahan aranjeunna sakedik langkung lami.
We need to have the kind of confidence that releases people to be who God's called them to be.
Orang perlu gaduh keyakinan semacam gitu kanggo ngalepaskeun jalmi-jalmi janten jalmi anu saluyu sareng panyaur Allah.
And that comes from living a life that gives people something to follow.
Ya kawitna ngajalankeun hirup anu masihan ka jalmi-jalmi kanggo dituturkeun.
It comes from lifting the ceiling and giving people room to develop and grow.
Ya kawitna ti ngabongkar atep sareng masihan jalmi-jalmi kanggo ngembangkeun sareng tumuwuh.
It comes from stretching people so they can be the people that God's called them to be.
Ya kawit nanti ngembangkeun jalmi-jalmi dugi ka aranjeunna tiasa janten jalmi salui sareng panyaur Allah.
One of the great curses of the church is small thinking.
Salah saeji panyapa geung ti gereja nyaeta pikiran anu
narrow-minded and religious thinking rules so many people.
Imutan anu heureut sareng imutan agamawi ngawasaan seueur jalmi.
And as a leader, if you're not stretching and developing people, you will be a victim to small thinking.
Orang pemimpin bambing ngembangkan jalan-jalan barisan dan korban imutan anu heureut.
There's many pastors around the world, and every time they try to bring change or growth, people start reacting.
Ayo, pandita di salam dunia, tiap aran jena usaha ngayakan perubahan atau napi tumubuh, jalmi-jalmi ayah reaksi.
They're ruled by the small-mindedness of people.
Aran jena diparentah ku jalmi anu pikiran ah.
But if you're stretching people, then you're going to build bigger people.
Ayo, umpami sadarek ngembangkan jalmi sadarek baris ngawangun pikiran anu langkung luas.
And bigger people will release you into a bigger vision.
Anu imutan langkung luas baris ngantep sadarek lebet kana visi anu langkung ageung.
So we need to be prepared to build bigger people.
Siap kanggo ngawangun jalmi anu imutan luas.
Develop and release people.
Kembangkan sarang ngabebaskan kanggo ngasilkeun.
But that will only come as you're giving them something in your life to follow.
Yen kanjatan waktu sadarek masian hirup sadarek kanggo dituturkeun.
There are some people whose testimony sounds a little like this. Before I knew the Lord, I was the life of the party. And now I'm saved. Praise the Lord. Deep joy. That's not giving people anything to follow. The kingdom must be working in your life. Growing and developing. Yeah, the scripture is very clear that people need to see the outcome of what you're preaching in your life. And if you speak the word of God, you must be giving people something to follow. That's the challenge of leadership. Look with me at the book of Amos, chapter 7.
Kali Amos, pasal 7.
Hosea, Joel, Amos.
Hosea, Joel, Amos.
My oldest son's name is Joel.
Penanak musikal, namina Joel.
But my second oldest son's name is not Amos.
Yang putaran kedua, senes Amos.
Amos chapter 7, verse 14.
Amos 7, ayat 14.
Amos was answering the priest whose name was Amaziah.
Amos nuju ngawaler iman anu namina Amasiah.
And Amaziah was upset because Amos had prophesied at the king's residence.
Amasiah ngaras kaganggu kumargi Amos nubuatan di istana raja.
Perhaps we'll look at verse 12 first.
Pangitan ngawitan urang ningali ayat 12.
Where Amaziah said to Amos, "Go, you seer, flee to the land of Judah, there eat bread and there prophesy, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is the royal residence."
Segera eureun, gera balik ka negeri Yuda, khotbah di ditu, sangkan dibayar ku urang ditu. Maneh teu meunang ngawejang deui di dieu di Bethel, di dieu mah tempat para raja ngajalankeun ibadah, tempat ibadah nasional.
Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet. I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit."
Alar Amos kaula lain nabi anu malar bayaran. Kaula sanyana tukang ngangon jeung tukang ngurus pelatung kondang.
He was saying, "I was nobody special."
Nyaros abdi sanes jalmi istimewa.
"I was a sheep breeder."
Abdi tukang ngangon.
"Sheep are my specialty.
Bidang abdi teh domba.
And sycamore trees."
Ulung buah ara.
"But in verse 15, the Lord took me as I followed the flock."
Ayat 15, tapi ku pangeran dicandak tina pagawian ngangon.
When the Lord called Amos, he was following the flock.
Disaur anjena nuju ngangon.
But then the Lord gave him the kind of message where he was giving the flock something to follow.
Ing salajengna Gusti Masian pesen anu kedah nurut waktos anjena nuju ngangon.
Too many leaders are following the flock.
Terpisan pamimpin anu nuju nuturkeun embe dombana.
We're called to follow the example of the chief shepherd.
Urang disaur kanggo anut ka gembala agung.
And Jesus, the chief shepherd, said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me."
Balagungnya Dios, domba-domba kami ngadengi omongan kami serta maranenan anut ka kami.
And if we're going to be godly leaders, there has to be things in our life that are giving people something to follow.
Kami orang Kristen dan pamimpinan anut ka Allah, aya hal-hal dina hirup urang nu masian jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
It's not a matter of just following the flock.
Isana saya ukur masalah ngagiringkeun embe atawa napi domba.
But it is giving, living the kind of life that's giving the flock something to follow.
Hanya teh ngajalankeun hirup anu dituturkeun embe sareng domba.
But to do that, you must rise up above the thinking of the crowd.
Andi ngalakukeunana sadayak kedah kulan pamikiran jalmi seueur.
It's not a matter of seeing yourself as being more important.
Kawis ningali dirinya lira janten anu langkung penting.
It's a matter of applying the word of God to your life so that your life is giving people something to follow.
Ya perkawis ngalarapkeun pangandikan Gusti kana hirup sadayak dugi ka sadayak masian conto ka jalmi-jalmi pikeun dituturkeun.
But too many leaders in the church are ruled by the mentality of the crowd.
Para pemimpin gereja di kawasan ku mentalitas jalmi seueur.
They're afraid to stand up and lead and give people something to follow.
Aranjeun sieun kanggo ngadeg sareng mimpin jalmi-jalmi kanggo nuturkeun.
Let's look at some New Testament examples of why we need to rise up above the crowd's thinking.
Urang ningali tuladan ti perjanjian Enggal perkawis kunaon urang perlu gugah ngalangkungan jalmi seueur.
We'll start by turning to Luke chapter 8.
Urang baris muka Lukas pasal 8.
In Luke chapter 8 verse 34, it tells how that Jesus had come in contact with a demon-possessed man.
Pasal 8 ayat 34 di dia dicaruskeun Yesus ngalayanan jalmi pamegat anu dirasuk ku setan-setan.
And Jesus had cast the demons out of the man and they pleaded to be able to go into the swine.
Yesus parantos ngusir setan ti pamegat eta, aranjeunna nyuhunkeun widi nyurup ka babi-babi eta.
And in verse 32 it says Jesus permitted them.
Dina ayat 32 dicaraskan ku Yesus diwidian.
The devil has no more authority over your life than you give him permission to have.
Tekado otoritas deui dina hirup saderek salain saderek masihan otoritas ka setan.
In verse 34 it says when those who fed the swine saw what had happened, they fled and told everybody in the city and in the country.
Ayat 34 anu ngajarake eta babi lalumpatan nyebarkan beja ka kota jeung ka kampung-kampung sakurulingna.
Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found that the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
Urang ditanya terus budal harayang nyaho barang datang ka tempat Yesus kasampak nukaran jeung setan teh keur diuk deket kana sampean turun geus make papakean geus waras. Tapi jalma-jalma anggur sarieuneun.
They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon possessed was healed.
Jalmi anu parantos ningal masihan terang ka aranjeunna kumaha jalmi anu diusap ku setan tos disalametkeun.
Then the whole multitude, the whole crowd of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear and he got into the boat and returned.
Lajengna penduduk karasa nyuhunkeun supados mantena ngantunkeun aranjeunna kumaha sarieuneun. Lajeng mantena naik ka perahu teras balayar.
Why did the whole crowd ask Jesus to leave?
Punan sadaya penduduk eta nyuhunkeun Yesus angkat.
When all that Jesus had done was release a man from demonic possession.
Padahal anu Yesus lakukeun teh ngabibaskeun pamaget eta ti kawasa setan.
Because they had listened to a report from those who fed the pigs.
Makiaranya ngadangu laporan ti para penjaga babi.
And when did the prodigal son feed the pigs?
Iraha anak ngulenggit masian dahar ka babi-babi?
It was when he was at the bottom of the pile.
Terus anjena langkung awon.
So the crowd were listening to the wrong voices.
Dan jalmi nuju ngadangukeun suanten anu lepat.
And many times the crowd listens to the wrong voices.
Sering seueur jalmi ngadangu sora-sora nu lepat.
He listens to the voice that comes from the bottom of the pile.
Arajeunna ngadangu sora ti tempat anu hina.
That's the first reason why leaders have to rise up above the thinking of the crowd.
Ieu alesan kahiji kunaon para pamimpin kedah gugah ngalangkungan pamikiran seueur jalmi.
The second thing is that the crowd take on that herd mentality.
Kedua, nyaita yang jalminya ndak mentalitas ternak.
See, the people with this negative report had been hanging around the pigs for too long.
Jalmi-jalmi sering laporan negatif parantos ayah di antawis babi-babi lilatisan.
And you become like the people that you hang around.
Sadek jantan sepatos jalmi di mana sadek gaul.
Have you ever watched how sheep work together?
Nah, kantor sadek ningali kumaha domba-domba ngadamel sareng.
I come from New Zealand, which is a country with 3 million people and 70 million sheep.
Abdi di Islandia Baru, negeri 3 juta jalmi sareng 70 juta domba.
No wonder God called me to move to Australia.
Teheran Allah nyaur abdi kanggo ngalih ke Australia.
But if you ever watch sheep, one jumps and they all jump.
Pemisare kantos merhatikan domba hiji loncat sadayat nurutan loncat.
There's nothing to jump, but they all just jump.
Kaya alasan kanggo loncat nanging laluncatan.
Because they're just blind followers.
Marane teh ngan tuturut munding.
And many times the thinking of the crowd is just blind following.
Imutan jalmi oge kitu ngan tuturut munding.
So if you're really going to be a leader, you can't keep coming back to where the crowd's at.
Sayang jantan pemimpin sadek setia saat mulih deui ka jalmi seueur jalmi aya.
You have to rise up above that herd mentality.
Sadek kedah gugah ngalangkungan mentalitas ternak.
Number 3, crowds are very fickle.
Nomor 3, jalmi seueur gampil robih.
They easily change.
Aranjeunna gampil robih.
If you look at the story one more time in Luke 8, verse 37, it says the whole crowd of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked Jesus to depart.
Ningali kisah ieu sakali deui dina Lukas pasal 8 ayat 37, tulis sakabeh urang Gadaran nuhun ka Yesus supaya enggal angkat ti maranehna kubawaning sarieun anjeunna unggah deui kana parahu.
So Jesus crosses the lake, and in verse 40, it was when Jesus returned that the whole multitude welcomed him.
Dan Yesus mentas dina ayat 40. Sasumping naka pentas dari anjana di papaku Jalmaria anu eker nunggu-nunggu.
On one side the crowd asked Jesus to depart, on the other side the crowd welcome him.
Dina hiji sisi jalmi seueur nyuhunkeun Yesus kanggo angkat, dina sisi sanes jalmi sanes di papak.
Why is that?
Kunaon kitu?
Because crowds are very fickle.
Marga jalmi seueur gampil robih.
Very changeable.
Gampil pisan robih.
I was visiting the United States one time when the president gave his State of the Union address.
Abdi nuju kunjungan ke Amerika hiji dinten waktos presiden give his State of Union address.
And overnight, his popularity rating changed 65%.
Dina waktu sapeuting sakala popularitas robih janten ka 65%.
But it was only a few days and it was back down to where it was before.
Angin sababaraha dinten bae salajengna uih deui sapertos biasa.
That's the fickleness of the crowd.
Eta teh uah gingsi jalmi seueur.
If you're going to be a leader, you can't be moved and changed the way the crowd is.
Pamisade hoyong janten saurang pamimpin sadek teu tiasa ngarubih pikiran sapertos jalmi seueur.
You have to be focused and you have to know where you're going.
Sadek kedah fokus, kedah terang ka mana tujuan saderek.
Look at Matthew chapter 27.
Nari pasal 27 dina Matius.
Leadership rises up above the thinking of the crowd.
Kapamimpinan ngagugahkeun pikiran jalmi seueur.
Leadership gives the crowd something to follow.
Kapamimpinan masian tuladan kanggo diturutkan.
In Matthew chapter 27, verse 20, it tells us how the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd, the multitudes, that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus.
Matius 27 ayat 20, tapi rakyat tengges ka angsonan ku imam jeung ka kokolot-kokolot marena menta supaya Barabbas bebas ari Yesus dihukum paeh.
See, crowds are easily persuaded.
Tingali, jalmi seueur gampil ka angsonan.
We need to be persuaded of one thing, and that is the call of God on our life.
Orang perlu dihasut kanggo hiji hal, eta teh panyaur Allah kanggo hirup orang.
And that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yang Yesus teh Kristus.
But many people are just easily, and the crowd is just easily persuaded by all sorts of voices.
Naing seueur jalmi gampil dihasut ku rupi-rupi sora.
And so the fourth thing about the crowd is that they are easily persuaded.
Itu hal keempat, perkawis jalmi seueur gampil kaangsonan.
In verse 21, the governor answered and said to the crowd, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas."
Ayat 21, gubernur ngawal saha, saha ti antara anu dua ku kami kudu dibebaskeun? Jawabna, Barabbas.
The crowd had the choice between Jesus, the Son of God, or a criminal called Barabbas.
Jalmi seueur parantos milih di antawis Yesus, anak Allah atau nabi saudang penjahat namina Barnabas.
And they chose Barabbas.
Aranjeunna milih Barnabas.
That was a bad decision.
Ieu kaputusan anu salah.
But the crowd make bad decision makers.
Aing seueur jalmi ngadamel kaputusan anu salah.
Because many times the crowd are motivated by fear.
Terjami didorong ku rasa sieun.
And they don't want to change and they don't want to be stretched.
Aranjeun teu hoyong robih sareng aranjeun teu hoyong pasea.
So crowds make bad decisions.
Dan jalmi seueur ngadamel keputusan anu salah.
And leadership has to rise up above the thinking of the crowd.
Kapamimpinan kedah gugah ngalangkungan pamikiran jalmi seueur.
Of course, crowds are made up of wonderful people.
Tubaya jalmi ngadekina jalmi-jalmi anu luar biasa.
So we're not speaking about people.
Kami orang ngujung nyeret perkawis jalmi-jalmi.
We're speaking about a mentality or a thinking that comes with a crowd.
Orang ujungnya harus perkawis hiji mentalitas atau napi pikiran di asalna jalmi seueur.
If you look at verse 22 of the story, it says, Pilate said to the crowd, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said, "Let him be crucified."
Ayat 22, saur Pilatus, ari Yesus anu disebut Kristus kumaha? Urang Yahudi ngagorowok beki bedas gantung.
The sixth thing about the crowd is that crowds crucify leaders.
Nomor genep perkawis jalmi seueur teh jalmi seueur nyalipkeun pamimpin.
If leadership are not giving the crowd anything to follow.
Pamimpin teu masian tuladan kanggo diturutan.
That's why we can't be ruled by the spirit of the crowd.
Ieu sababna urang tetiasa diparentah ku roh jalmi seueur.
We need to stand up in godly leadership and give the crowd something to follow in our lives.
Perlu gaduh pamadegan kapamimpinan Allah sareng masian jalmi tuladan kanggo dituturkeun.
Then we don't have to live paranoid about what the crowd might do.
Karena urang teu kedah hirup dina kasieun bari naon anu jalmi seueur lak.
Because where there's vision, people will stand up and follow.
Kumaha di mana aya visi jalmi-jalmi baris nangtung sareng nuturkeun.
Where there's example, people will stand up and follow.
Di mana aya tuladan jalmi-jalmi baris nangtung sareng nuturkeun.
The crowds will never take risks.
Seueur teu pernah nyandak risiko.
You know, Peter
jalmi
sunk when he walked on the water.
Tadi terang Petrus tilelep waktu nampak sancang.
But at least he got out of the boat.
Nah, santena tos kaluar ti parahu.
The disciples never even got out of the boat.
Murid-murid teu pernah kaluar ti parahu.
But at least the disciples got into the boat.
Nanging sahantana murid-murid lebet.
The crowd never even left the shore.
Jalmi seueur teu pernah keun pasisir.
And the crowd never does.
Jalmi seueur teu pernah ngalakukeunana.
That's why we can't afford to just take on the thinking of the crowd.
Eta sababna kunaon urang teu tiasa nuturkeun pamikiran jalmi seueur.
Be a godly leader.
Sing percantan sareng pamimpin nu soleh.
Give the crowd something to follow.
Pasian tuladan ka jalmi seueur kanggo diturutan.
Live the kind of life which is filled with example.
Jalan hirup anu pinuh ku tuladan.
Remember, it's not our job to just give in to people's comfort zone.
Emut, sanes pancen urang kanggo nyerah kana wilayah tenang.
Leadership disturbs the comfortable, but comforts the disturbed.
Kapemimpinan ngaganggu katenangan nanging ngadame tenang gangguan-gangguan. Sing janten saurang pamimpin.
Be a leader and develop leaders.
Tarang ngembangkeun para pamimpin.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.